Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Jeremy Carter is on a phone line. This is a different topic, but he is a 30-year-old Chicagoan, lives with his girlfriend, and they are a couple. But they haven't gotten married, and they're not engaged. And he on social media said the other day, maybe we should do some sort of pre-marriage counseling before we decide to go to the next level. Jeremy, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is the number one day. No, it's the number two day for getting engaged. You're not going to pop a ring on your girlfriend, are you, on Friday?
Not Friday.
Maybe down the road, but I guess that's why it's top of mind for me. Yeah. So why did you, what was your post exactly? What did you say on Facebook or wherever?
My post said, I read it word for word. It said, my hot take of the year is if you plan on getting married or are thinking of it, even go to marriage counseling before you even start wedding planning.
And what did your girlfriend say about that?
Well, she was joking, but the first post was delete this, LOL.
Right.
Yeah. So we've talked about it before, but it's not like necessarily that big of a thing. I'm like easing her into it, you know, but we've talked about it, but she has reservations for sure.
Reservations about getting a permanent commitment, huh?
Well, about counseling.
Well, guess yeah. What? Counseling is easier than 50 years. So if you did go through some sort of counseling. And by the way, that's not such a novel thing. I mean, you've not been married before, but trust me, plenty of couples before they get married go to pre-marriage counseling. That's not novel. I believe the Catholic Church still requires it. If you're going to get married in the Catholic Church, you got to sit down with a priest or a lay person, and they go through a pre-Cana program, it's called, and you learn how to be a married couple, and you sort of anticipate roadblocks like, do you want to raise your kids in the Catholic tradition? How many kids do you want? How do you feel about spending money? All of those things. So,
yeah, I definitely have looked into it and read about it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You told me off the air that it's sort of like if you're going to go on a car trip, you don't want to go and get a flat tire. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
That's probably not the best way to put it to your girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like an example, you know, like of it's just kind of like that's kind of like what I use to like let someone know. It's like just like to have like to be prepared, you know, if you're going to be married for good, you know.
Well, I think shy of counseling, I'm just soliciting our audience here. So Jeremy seems like a nice kid and he seems sincere. My number is 312-981-7200. Call or text right now. And what advice do you have for somebody in this situation? What, as a married person, would you say, oh, my God, God bless you, but you really should know this? And even if I think, Jeremy, I would say this. Say you did find that you want 10 kids and she wants 2 kids, or you like to spend money, she likes to save money, whatever. None of those are deal breakers, right? But at least you should go in with your eyes wide open, right?
Right. From a neutral party, you know?
Yeah. Well, are there big differences between the two of you on any of these issues right now?
No, not at all.
Yeah. So you guys, for instance, give me an example.
We both agree that we don't want children.
Got it.
Yeah, that's a big one for us. And we both agree, like, kind of like we live in Chicago, obviously. So we both agree that eventually we'd want to move somewhere warmer. It's kind of like things along those lines we agree on. I think something that we're getting to is like having like a joint bank account and things like that. And these are things that I feel like are important towards getting married also, you know?
Do you have separate accounts right now?
Yes, we do.
My son is about your age, and he and his wife, I believe, still have separate accounts. Brenda and I, my wife and I, have always merged everything. We have one checking account, one savings account. You know, we share everything. I think it's maybe your generation is probably a little more segregated with their finances. But do you want to merge your accounts, or at least you've talked about this?
Yeah, I brought it up to her. It's just something that we're working towards doing, you know. He's just finding the time to do it.
You know, it's funny because now that you mention it, another friend of mine got married. And when he got married, his one of them had a lot of student debt and the other had no debt. And they and that's a consideration. If I love you and I marry you, now I'm going to suddenly be on the hook for $50,000 in student loans or something like that. And is that is that your bill or is that our bill? And I guess that doesn't keep you from marrying the person, but maybe it makes them look less attractive, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I think with us, it's like we have a joint account and we have our own account. You know, like I personally have student loans and she doesn't really have nearly as much as me. So we'd have like a joint bank account for our household, you know, like for like, let's say, well, we have a pet, so money would go into it for pets, for groceries, and things like that. And we would have our own account for our own separate things.
So one of you then is maybe a little more cash-strapped each month because they're paying down a loan. The other one has more money to spend on shoes or whatever they want to buy, right?
Yes.
And that's not a source of friction? Like, you both understand that. That's fair. You're not married, right?
Yeah. And yeah, we've had moments where, well, it's like in a relationship, like you have moments where you're like, well, you spend your money on this or you spend your money on that and you should have spent it on this. But that's something that we work through. You know, it's kind of like there are these moments, but then we realize if it's our own money, we're going to do what we want to do with our own money.
Yeah.
But the joint bank account would be between both of us, you know?
No, that makes sense to me. Hold on a second. Okay, so this is a friend of producer Ellis. Jeremy's on a phone line, and that's his scene. And now lots of advice from, it looks like mostly ladies. Go figure. 312-981-7200. Call or text. If they go to the next level, and Valentine's Day is the number two most popular day to do that, what advice do you have for him? What have you learned? What surprised you after you made that commitment? Call me now. About counseling for somebody that's thinking about getting married or, I guess, ultimately thinking about getting married. John, my son and daughter-in-law have been married over 5 years and have been going to couples counseling since about 6 months before they got married. They still go every week. So I don't know if that's a happily married couple or not. It would seem to me like if you feel the need to go to counseling before you get married, maybe you should get married. 708 said, stay the way you are. Don't waste your time getting married. If you're living together and that's working out, why tie the knot? And 773 said, what you think is cute now will drive you nuts later. I think that's true. Some of those things that you laugh at or just roll your eyes, if you're waking up next to that for 50 years, maybe you ought to think about that. One last one before we go back to Jeremy. 708 says, you must agree on finances, kids, and politics. We've been married 26 years. I think it must be very difficult for people who you're a Republican and I'm a Democrat, and then somebody as polarizing as Donald Trump becomes president, and where the two of you are able to tolerate each other with the Bushes and the Obamas, and maybe even the Clintons. But I wonder how many marriages Donald Trump has been making very stressful. So Jeremy's on a phone line. Jeremy, you've been listening to me just prattle on there. Anything you want to say before we take some calls?
I just want to say, I feel like we're getting to the point where, like I said, she had reservations about it, but I feel like...
About the counseling,
we just need to... Yeah, but I feel like if we talk about it a little more, I feel like we'll get to a place where it'll be reasonable and we can, like, actually possibly go for that, you know? And
oh,
it's not
sure.
Like a bad thing. It's just, like, kind of like communication tools and things of that nature would really, I feel like it's really good for a relationship.
I think that you should fill out an inventory. Like, how much money do you want to save based on your, what percentage of your money you want to put in the bank? How much money are you willing to spend on vacations? Again, these are just good things to know. Are we going to pay for our kids' college? Although you guys say you're not going to have kids. What if we change our mind? What if we do have a kid? How do we feel about that? I would not write off the we don't want to have kids things as though you're never going to have kids, because maybe you'll have kids someday.
Yeah, you never know.
Let's pick up a couple of phone lines. Does it matter where we start, Producer Olive? All our lines are ringing for Jeremy here. Producer Olive says it doesn't matter. So we'll start with Laura. Hey, Laura, you're on WGN. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, John.
Hi.
So this is a story from back in the 80s. My sister and her fiance went to a Pre-Cana weekend.
Yeah.
And they returned, and they were barely speaking to each other. They did not get married.
Wow.
And my husband and I went to a Pre-Cana. It was just a daytime, a day thing.
Yeah.
And not that we had all the answers or everything, but we were surprised how many couples were really naive. And the one question when they asked, like, okay, when you're going to get married, are you just marrying each other or are you marrying each other's families? And my husband and I are like, oh, you're marrying each other's families. And there were a lot of couples there that are like, oh, we're just marrying each other. And the counselor was like, well, you know, not really. It was just kind of interesting.
I guess
so
it's
a great idea.
Yeah, no kidding. And I guess it's good that they didn't get married, the couple that came out of that class. Better you find out now than later, huh?
All right. The day the invitations were going out, my sister can't stop it.
Wow. Wow. Oh, is that close, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, interesting call. Thanks, Laura. Appreciate you joining us. Have a good day. Just write all of this down, Jeremy.
Right.
Sharon, any advice? You're on WGN Radio. Hello.
Hi. All right. So this is what I always tell people that are thinking about getting married. You wait minimum 3 years if you are going to have kids, because the first year is the honeymoon, and everything that bothers you, you say, it's okay, honey, don't worry about it. The second year is the year of compromise, where everything that bothers you, you have fights over. So if you can get through that second year and you're compromising and working it out, then you can start thinking about children. I got married 2 weeks after I turned 19. So I was very young. I've been married 32 years. We waited to have kids. All of our friends that got married soon after we did had kids, and most of them are divorced. And I always recommend you live together first, because you do not know someone until you live with them. That's my advice.
That business of the seven-year itch, I think it comes earlier than that, too. I don't think that 7 years is the magic number on that. Do you, Sharon? Maybe three.
No. It could be three. We actually waited a long time. We didn't think we were going to have kids. We waited 16 years before we had our first kid, but it's phenomenal.
Wow.
We are enjoying it immensely.
Yeah.
We are so patient. We don't have any stress over it. Our kid is so great, you know. So there's a lot to be said about waiting.
Thanks for the call, Sharon. You have a good day.
You too.
Lori, you're on WGN. Hi, Lori, you're on the air. Or is it Lori, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. I recently got divorced after 18 years, and I wish that we had gone through counseling ahead of time, mainly because of communication issues, and also the money thing, Jeremy, is really, really important, because I think that you both need to understand each other, what's important to you about money and what your feelings are about money. I came from a that had economic ups and downs, and security is really tied to money for me. And my husband was never very successful in his career, and I was always the one who made the money. And so that was a big push and pull for us. And my husband came from a family that were very poor communicators, and so he was a poor communicator, and that was for us. And if we had discussed all those things ahead of time and understood each other ahead of time of what was important to each other, I think that would have really helped our marriage.
I'm glad you called, Lori. My best to you and the second chapter of your life there.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. Sorry you agreed to come on the show, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. No, I love this. I love hearing, like, different perspectives. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, so that's just, I thought our audience would have some interesting views. John, 33 years of marriage. The key to our happy marriage is she loves me and I love me. Ha, ha, ha. But I think that's it. I think sometimes all of these are all little, like, data points. But at the end of the day, you know, if you have that feeling for somebody, then I think that's maybe almost as important as anything else. At least it has to start
right
there. All right. Well, Jeremy, you've been good fodder for us today. Good luck to you, and kind of keep us posted on how things go. If we can help in any other way down the road, maybe your car breaks down, something like that, let us know, and we'll try and help you out, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Jeremy Carter's a good sport, and it's an interesting topic. Tomorrow is the day more people get engaged than any other day save Christmas.